Hey, Daily Doses. This is Pastor Larry here again, and I just want to continue our reflection upon this past weekend, my message, and some of the things we saw. And you know, anytime you have the privilege of teaching, there's always afterward a little sense of, oh, I wish I'd said this, or I wish I'd had a little more time. But the reality is there's always stuff left on the cutting room floor because you simply don't have enough time. But there was one question that was asked me this week, and I thought, wow, that's such an important question. I want to address it in one of the Daily Doses. And the question was simply this. In my message, I talked about how the Apostle Paul was depressed and deeply depressed and genuinely depressed. And then God brought Titus with an answer. I talked about how Elijah, such the epitome of spirituality and spiritual power in the Old Testament, just hit rock bottom. But then an angel shows up and tells him to sleep and to eat and to rest and gives him help. I talked about my own anxiety attacks in that season. But again, I came out of them. And the question was this. I'm troubled by the fact that all of those stories have the Lord delivering. But in this situation this last week, the Lord didn't deliver. Help me understand that. And I went, oh, what a piece I missed. Because the truth of the matter is, there are those stories of deliverance. But we need to understand at the end of the day, there was one time where the Apostle Paul was in prison and all the prayers and everything, and the Lord's answer was, no, he was not delivered. His head was cut off. The same thing happened to James the apostle, first couple of months after Jesus is resurrected, as they're supposed to go out, and then suddenly, boom, he's no longer on the scene. And in the famous passage, God's hall of fame when it comes to faith, the famous passage of Hebrews chapter 11, there's story after story after story of hardship or not wondering what God is up to or seeming as if God isn't there, and then boom, he shows up with a miracle. But we need to always read the entire chapter. And that's what I want to point out right now. I want to point out the reality of the backside of Hebrews 11 being about just as strong a faith and just as great of deliverance and just as awesome and good God as the first few verses and the whole front side of Hebrews chapter 11. In Hebrews 11, verse 32, by the way, it's a transcribed speech, not so much a letter. And so he says this, oh, what more shall I say? I don't even have time to talk about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, about David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms. They administered justice. They gained exactly what was promised. They shut the mouths of lions. They quenched the fury of the flames. They escaped the edge of the sword. Their weakness was turned to strength, and they became powerful in battle, and they routed foreign enemies. Women received back from the dead, back their dead, raised to life again. And then he says, there were even some who were tortured, refusing to be released so that they might gain an even better resurrection. Ah, what strength and courage. And then he goes on. And some faced jeers and flogging and even chains and imprisonment. And some didn't shut the mouths of lions. He says some were put to death by stoning. Some were sawn in two. Some were killed by the sword. Some had to go around their entire life in sheepskins and goatskins. They were destitute. They were persecuted. They were mistreated. The world wasn't worthy of them. And they wandered in deserts and mountains. They lived in caves and in holes in the ground as they ran for their life. Now catch this. These were all commended for their faith. Yet none of them received what had been promised in this lifetime. Since God had planned something better for us so that only together with us would they be made perfect. You see, they lost the battle, but they won the war, which is always what happens when we walk with Jesus. Oh yeah, sometimes we have the wonderful testimony of God swooping in and everything being fixed, and there are plenty of other times where that just flat out doesn't happen. And that's what Hebrews has. The stories we love to tell and the stories we like to forget about. And at the end of the stories we like to forget about, we're reminded, these people who lost the short-term battle, won the war, and they were commended for their faith. Our job is to prepare the horse for battle. It's God's job to decide whether we win or lose in this short-term life that we live right now. But it is our hope, our expectation, and our promise that altogether, the glory, the reward, and all that the Lord has for us is ours together.